I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1235, The Gas of Gratitude. All right, think fast. If I ask you to popcorn words that you believe best describes the Apostle Paul, what are the first words you think of? Go. Well, here's my list. Apostle, author, missionary, church planner, intense, doctrine, prisoner, thinker, and scholar. But what didn't make my off-the-cuff, first-blush list was grateful. But I think it should have. I believe when you look closer at Paul's life, I think he was really driven by the gas of gratitude. And we should be too. As you know, this podcast is called T2G because when Jesus was asked the question, "Hey, Jesus, what are the two greatest commandments? We got a lot of commandments. What are the two best?" He said, "Love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor." You know, if we're grateful people, love just comes so much easier. So what is gratitude? Gratitude is showing and expressing a feeling of thankfulness and appreciation. Now, we tend to see Paul as a sourpuss, kind of a stern, no-nonsense, in-his-head-all-the-time tough guy. And yet, if you carefully read his letters, they're really full and overflowing with gratitude. In fact, for all he went through, and you can read the list in 2 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 33, you'd think he'd be a grouchy, bitter old man. But instead, he was incredibly grateful. And then you add on things like he was given a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet him, 2 Corinthians 12, 7. Abandoned by all his friends while imprisoned, 2 Timothy 1:15. Despaired even of life, 2 Corinthians 1:8. And he said he had no kindred spirit who was concerned for the welfare of the Philippian church. Letterpile.com puts it this way. 13 of the New Testament epistles were authored by Paul the Apostle. Of those 13, 4 of them were written while in prison, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon. Time after time in his letters, he gave thanks for the church he was writing to and to individuals, followed by prayers for them, with the exception of the church of Galatia, which he had a real problem with. He was thankful because he knew of or he heard of, he remembered their faith, their perseverance, their love for the brethren, their example to the world, their partnership in ministry, their success in spreading the gospel. He found all kinds of reasons to be thankful. Thoughts of his beloved brethren brought him great joy and rejoicing, and you can read about it numerous times in Philippians alone, even while he was in prison or working hard in ministry elsewhere. We hear his tenderness and his joy in expressions of gratitude. I look at it like this. Just read the text. I mean, just read Paul's letters and look for gratitude, and you'll see it all over the place, podcast family. He was grateful for people, but he was also grateful to God. 1 Corinthians 15:57, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:14, and thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks be to God for his indescribable gifts. And Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ who's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Okay, you get the idea. Do you still think Paul's a sourpuss? Here's the great question. What grade would you give yourself in the area of constant gratitude, no matter what life throws your way? Let's pray this prayer adapted from bestdailyprayer.org. Dear God, I come to you today with a heart that longs to be filled with gratitude and thanksgiving. Help me to cultivate a spirit of thankfulness in my heart, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. Teach me to see the blessings in my life, even when they're hidden, in the midst of trials and struggles. Help me to appreciate the people in my life, to cherish the moments I have with them, and to express my gratitude to them for all they do. Thank you for your constant love and faithfulness, your guidance and protection, and your grace and mercy. Help me to trust your plan for my life and be content with all that you provide. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1236. And in the meantime, you know, being more grateful is not hard. It's just intentional. I mean, I literally write down 3 things in my journal every day that I'm thankful for every morning. I'm trying to say thank you to people who bless me in little ways. I want to see the good first, not the bad, and just stop there. I'm even trying to be grateful for criticism, and I'm asking God to help me receive it humbly, to make me a better person for Him. You know, the world will be a better place when we, like the Apostle Paul, run our lives on the gas of gratitude.